Welcome, folks, to the Brighteon.com studios. I'm Mike Adams, and joined in studio today, a very pleasant surprise, Dr. Stella Emanuel joins us in all your beautiful textiles.
What is all this? I'm so honored to be here.
You're always dressed so colorfully.
I know. I wanted to, when I went viral, I just said I was going to dress African all the time. So, yeah. It's nice. It's easy. And, you know, and it just gives me an authentic, that's kind of like, you know, what I do.
That's you.
So people see me and they're like, oh, Dr. Emanuel in her African outfit. You know, so
it's good.
And those, they are very easy to do. You don't have to, they're not complicated.
Yes.
So I enjoy it. But I'm glad to be here all the way down in Austin Great.
Here we are. It's great to have you in studio.
I know. This is so much fun.
DrStellaMD.com is the website, folks. And when was the last time we saw each other in person?
I think that was at Reawaken America.
Yeah, I think so.
I can't remember one of the Reawaken America conferences.
I think the one San Antonio.
San Antonio maybe. Or something, yes.
Yeah.
That was, you know.
Exactly.
That was really great. You know, we get to hang out. That's the good thing about this Reawaken America conference is you get to meet brothers and sisters and, you know, fellow patriots in the battle. And we hang out.
Yep.
We support each other, and you know, it's really good.
So along this whole timeline where, you know, we have been fighting for health freedom mm-hmm. and for truth to come out, you know, a lot of milestones have just been achieved.
Yes.
The science says that the masking never worked. Mm-hmm. The lockdowns never worked. Mm-hmm. Now even part of the federal government says that COVID was a gain of function, mm-hmm. you know, research project out of Wuhan, China, that got out. Mm-hmm. Even, I think, in many ways, ivermectin has been vindicated, but they still won't, you know, recognize ivermectin.
Yes. I think if we go back to 2020, most of the things that we're saying and they called us conspiracy theories have come to pass.
Yes.
I tell people all the time, masks don't work. Not these face diapers and all these things people wear on their faces. Putting that on your face to filter COVID, it's like putting on a chain link fence to filter a mosquito. If you want to wear a mask, a true viral mask that can stop viruses, has to be a well-fitted, you know, N95, you know, and even with some kind of, you know, I don't even think that those M95s really work like that. So most of the time, people are wearing masks and fiddling with it and everything. It does more harm than good. And of course, we know about the lab leak theory, but I do believe that the gain of function theory, which, you know, you saw Anthony Fauci at the Senate hearing. But I don't know what came out of that. Sometimes they just hold these hearings and we're hoping that something will happen and nothing happens. It's very sad. But we are gaining. We're gaining ground.
We are gaining ground.
Yes, and people are waking up.
Indeed, they are. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, a lot more statistics are coming out about
studies,
harms and mm-hmm. risks related to the jab.
To the jab, yes.
Yeah, so how is... You see patients all the time, some of it, I think, remote.
Yes.
But what are you hearing from patients right now? Or how has that changed over the last 3 years?
One of the things, like, I can say that we see more, where we see our sick patients, we see more vaccinated sick patients now.
Is that right?
And they have a tendency to get COVID over and over, like 3-4 times, you know, they get COVID more.
I've seen that, too, in people I know who are vaccinated.
Yeah, so vaccinated people get COVID over and over. But I tell people, whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, we're all the prey. And the hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin works to treat COVID regardless of your vax status. And, you know, so we are seeing that. And we're also seeing a lot of patients complaining of shedding.
Uh-huh.
People think shedding is some conspiracy theory, but it's real. There are many people that would say they hung around a friend that got they got vaccinated and they ended up with menstrual irregularities, or they got sick, or, you know. So it's real.
The Varivax, mm-hmm. the chickenpox vaccine insert mm-hmm. says that after you get this vaccine,
you shouldn't hang around
don't be around anybody because they might catch chickenpox from
you. Yes, especially pregnant women.
That's an admission that shedding.
Shedding is real.
Yeah.
So what is really happening is they've released this bioweapon and that a lot of people that have taken it and they are now shedding on people that didn't take it. But I tell people that when it comes to shedding, remember that you're not producing the spike protein. And if you move away from the person that is shedding, you should feel better.
Yeah.
But you can actually build your immunity regardless of whether you're vaccinated, unvaccinated, and being exposed to shedding, or you had COVID long symptoms. So there are many things we're doing right now to mitigate that.
So what works against shedding?
I would... people that I have, especially my staff also that works with people that are vaccinated, we put them on hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin weekly, as we've always been on it weekly to prevent the virus. And then we make sure that they are taking vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin.
Yes.
And we produce something called COVID Light. I think I have it. It has
Show us.
We produce COVID Light. We actually produce COVID Light for COVID long symptoms. It has a lot of vitamins, but it has the focus blend to help people with the brain fog. A lot of people are waking up from sleep and are just totally just feeling tired and just fogged up, you know. So we prepared that. It has like ginkgo biloba, it has choline, it has black pepper fruit extract. And then we have, it has pomegranate, it has resveratrol, it has elderberry, bioberry, it has L-glutathione, it has N-acetylcysteine, black cumin, it has guranolactone, and it has guarana. Guarana is a natural calling.
Guarana, as we say in South America.
Guarana.
Yeah, guarana.
Okay, good. So, anyway, so we put that, and it has all the vitamins that they need. It has quercetin in it, or quercifet, a more bioavailable form of quercetin. It has L-glutathione. Uh-huh. So it was something that we put together, and they take it as a drink. We put it together for hydration. And, you know, so they take it as a drink. They mix it up in the morning.
Oh,
and
this is like a powder
it's
to
a
go
powder,
in the water.
Yes. You mix it in the water.
Excellent.
You get the drink. It tastes really good.
And can they take it daily?
Yeah,
I take it multiple times a day?
Actually, I did it for COVID long symptoms, and then I realized that it was really good. So this, I take my vitamins.
Okay. Okay, great.
Yeah, so we did that just to help people build their immunity.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and there's a lot of things that we're doing. I think part of my call at this point is to help people spiritually and medically, you know?
Yeah.
And so we hear things that are happening and then we create something for it before it gets out there. So when we heard about chicken pox, we created pox defense. I don't have it here, pox defense. It contains pitcher plant, Sarracenia purpura. I don't know what you've heard about it.
No.
It's an Indian plant that they use in the days of smallpox.
Huh, really?
It's in regimen. There's actually a study about it on the NIH website.
Uh-huh.
Sarracenia purpura and smallpox. We used it and it helped for chickenpox. So we created that when pox was going on. So we have that. We also have potassium iodide in case we get nuked so that it can protect your thyroid.
Absolutely.
So we have that. And then We created vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin, of course. That helps for whether it's flu, whether it's RSV, whether it's COVID. It helps to build your immunity so that you don't get... We created this stuff to build your immunity. But most importantly, we did... look at this. We did Variimmune Plus because we're hearing about Marburg and Ebola coming up.
Mm.
This contains elderberry, bilberry, olive leaf extract, echinacea root. It contains green tea leaf extract, ECGC, beetroot powder, but it contains proteases and peptidases.
Really?
You know who put it together? I had a homeopathic doctor put this together.
No kidding.
Because
it's called Viroimmune
Plus. Immune Plus, yes.
Wow.
It builds your immunity. Actually, for me, I take the two of them, I put them in a bottle of water and shake it and drink it every day. So we put this together because right now, we're hearing in Africa that Ebola and Marburg is being released. And you know about the central bank digital currency.
Yeah.
They're going to have another pandemic. They've already created put together the WHO pandemic treaty.
Oh, yeah. And we covered that already.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So the bottom line is people think that, oh, everything is fine. We're in the storm. We're in the calm before the storm. So they are putting digital currency. Many countries are being digitalized right now.
That's right.
If you see like in Nigeria, but Nigeria was just a country that you couldn't track anybody. 2 years ago, in 2001, they made everybody turn in their phone or register their phone. So everybody had to go register their phone. If you didn't register your phone got turned off. So everybody had to register their phone and get an NI number. They did that. A few months ago, they told all Nigerians that we're going to change your currency.
Right.
So they they mopped out trillions of naira out of the system. And then when it came time to give people their money back, there was no money.
Uh-huh.
So right now, even local market women or local people that come, they are having to transfer money through the phone. So they are digitalizing Nigeria as we speak.
They're tracking everybody's purchase.
So that they can track everybody's purchase. Yep. There are people in Nigeria right now that are working on that digitalization.
Right.
So they're going to start. Everybody, even old mothers now are learning to transfer money through the phone. So they're going to probably be bringing the debit card. And then, of course, you know, the quant is going to be the next thing that's going to come. In Cameroon, my country, they also did move, change our currency. They've digitalized our passports and ID cards. So they are digitalizing everywhere. Even people fight these battles on in their nations. And they always think it's a local battle. Right now, they just had an election in Nigeria. And Stacey Abrams is in Nigeria.
Really?
Yes. Well, Stacey Abrams was there to look at the election. Oh. And I just knew that. So the guy that won.
Like overseeing the rigging.
Yes, overseeing the rigging. Peter Obi that everybody voted for, everybody thought was going to win. The old dude that people were like, won.
Of course. Well, it's all rigged.
Declared the winner. So it's all rigged.
Okay, just like Brazil. Brazil, so it was rigged in Brazil. Mm-hmm. Lula wins.
Yes.
And now, kind of to your point about CBDCs, Lula is pushing where you don't get your welfare money unless you're vaccinated.
Exactly.
And so your vaccine tracking is tied into your central bank digital currency passport in your phone. No vaccine, no welfare check.
No welfare check.
Right? But that could also be universal basic income.
Yes.
It doesn't even have to be welfare. Mm-hmm. It could be just, oh, we're giving out, you know, $5,000 to everybody, but only if you're vaccinated. You see.
If you're vaccinated and you carry your vaccine, because you know the quant, the central bank digital currency is actually called the quant. And it's going to be like a little rice size, this thing that's going to be injected in your hand.
Not my hand.
No, not my hand. Not mine either. So that is why I tell people that it is time for people, for everyone, especially Christians, it's time for everybody to be prepared.
Yes.
Stock up food, water, everything that you need. Because when one of these cities, I can't remember, they're already trying the 15-minute city in one of the...
I read that too.
So the whole idea is they want to get to... If they get to a stage where another pandemic happens, this is the way it's going to happen. They're going to... I believe there's going to be another pandemic, maybe Ebola and everything, and then they're going to decide that they can't touch... Nobody can touch anything.
Right.
So we need to do central bank digital currencies, the banks would collapse. Unlike in 2008, they will allow them to fail.
Uh-huh.
And FDIC...
Because they can drive people into the CBDC.
And FDIC doesn't have enough money to insure our money.
That's right.
So what's going to happen? Everybody is going to... They're like, we're a central bank to the rescue. And central bank is going to come and give you your money in a CBDC, in a quant.
Well, you know a lot about economics and finance for a doctor.
Yeah, I know, right?
Interesting.
I'm smart.
You stay up to speed on everything. That's why I love talking with you.
Yes.
We can go in any direction.
Yes.
Speaking of that, by the way, I've been covering dioxins. This is a book that, I mean...
Your dioxin.
Who's it? Robert Allen, The Dioxin War. Mm-hmm. And then, because we've been talking about the fallout from East Palestine. Mm-hmm. And here's the dioxin molecule with the chlorine. This is 2378-TCDD. It's got the chlorine atoms on the corners. Mm-hmm. And some of the ingredients that you just mentioned in here, like the ECGC, detoxes dioxins. Yes.
Yeah, that is why.
And seaweed and like chlorophyll, things like that.
We have seaweed. Look at this one.
Do you?
Yes, we have. This is a detox.
Oh,
actually,
really?
We have a detox. We put this together and then we sell it as a Vax detox.
Really?
So this one has milk thistle.
Uh-huh.
It has
liver support.
It has aloe vera. Yep. It has blue algae. It has
rich in chlorophyll.
It has lemon juice, cranberry extract, beetroot.
Yep.
It has milk thistle, bilberry, blueberry, elderberry, green leaf extract, black seed oil, pineapple, you know. So we have all these things, you know, kind of put together.
Really? You have black seed oil in there. That's some great stuff.
Yeah. So it's amazing, like, how 3 years ago I was just a doctor. A doctor that, you know, it was, if it's not medicine, I don't know it. You know, we used to laugh at people that did this.
Yeah.
So, and then from then, I've now grown to a time when I'm like, you know what, this has to be about health.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So I've transitioned from just being a medical doctor that treats disease to a medical doctor that also give people's preventive care.
Yeah.
And help people build their immunity, because there's a lot we are dealing with right now. And we bring
nutrition
this stuff
so
that
critical.
Nutrition is so critical, because if you build your immunity and then all this stuff, whether they're spraying it in whether they're spraying it as a, what do you call it again? When they do the sprays. whether they're spraying it or whether they're putting it in our food, in our water.
The dioxins or the glyphosate.
You have to be in a position where you're building your immunity.
Absolutely.
So that is what we put together, a thing we call Daily Immune Boost. It contains all this, so you can mix them together and drink it, and you're good. You have your vitamins and everything.
That's so critical, because there's something else about this. Let me share with you. Mm-hmm. Again, this is a dioxin molecule. Mm-hmm. This molecule penetrates the cell nuclei. Mm-hmm. It goes into the nuclei, mm-hmm. and then it damages your chromosomes. It rips them apart. Mm-hmm. Now, as you know, a normal, healthy human body can repair chromosome damage.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But the spike protein interferes with chromosome repair.
Yes.
So if someone, let's say, if they are shed on with a lot of spike protein and they get exposed to dioxins, then they're getting the DNA damage and no means to repair the DNA damage.
Yes. And that is what they're doing in East Palestine.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
And that's where we're going to see children born, you know, sadly, with all kinds of birth defects in the next year.
Yes. Pomegranate and resveratrol.
Resveratrol, yeah.
Yes, we have resveratrol in this one. It helps to DNA repair, resveratrol.
That's a miraculous molecule.
Yes, we have it in here. And pomegranate fruit. A lot of what the spike protein actually does in the system is what we call endotheliitis. You know what I mean? The inflammation on the inner cells of the blood vessels. And pomegranate can help with that.
Yeah.
To clean the inner cells of the blood vessels. You can just buy pomegranate in the store and eat it.
Oh, yeah,
but
that's true.
We have pomegranate in here too. So pomegranate helps to stabilize the blood vessels.
Yep.
Even for people that have cholesterol issues and people that have blood clotting issues or they have bio plaques in their blood vessels, pomegranate helps. Yeah.
I grow it and I take it.
Yes.
I grow aloe. I grow
aloe vera,
ginger.
I grow ginger too. Aloe. Yes.
I grow turmeric.
Yeah.
I have these big turmeric
plants.
Oh
my God! Yeah. I didn't bring my turmeric back. We have a farm back in Cameroon, right? So my sister grows turmeric and ginger.
Yeah.
In organic. Totally organic.
And
then they package it. We put together a packaging system. So they package it into little packs and then they send it to me. We have turmeric and ginger.
Really?
Yes. So we mix it and make a tea.
That's amazing.
Drink with honey.
Yeah.
Texas.
That's
honey.
Perfect.
I love to use Texas. She grows honey too. So we have all these things. And I do believe that. That's why I've not been sick, because I learned how to,
Yeah, exactly. And you mentioned this earlier, but I'm noticing this too among, let's say, family or friends or anybody out there. Mm-hmm. The people who got the vaccine, they keep getting sick. And the thing is, the severity of their sickness is really intense.
Yes.
I mean, they're in and out of hospitals all the time.
Mm-hmm. We're seeing even people that are getting vaccinated, they are getting COVID several times.
Right.
They're getting 3-4 times of COVID. They got COVID like 2-3 months down the line, they get COVID. Because usually the spike protein actually messes up your immunity. And that is why they want you to keep getting boosted and boosted and boosted, because the more you get boosted, the more you really destroy your immunity.
Right.
And I do believe that why they are doing that is sort of at the time when they are giving you the quant injecting in your system, your body doesn't reject it. Because your body is used to all this. So they want to destroy your innate immunity so that your body will not reject all the junk that they have.
It's almost like an organ transplant drug,
shut down your immune system.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Hey, what else do you have over there, by the way?
I have a bunch of things. See?
Let's swap these with something else.
Yes, keep COVID hair bites.
What is that?
A lot of people actually had hair loss with COVID. So we have COVID hair bites has biotin, keratin, sorbamato, and has ashwagandha. Which is a natural
hair bites. Okay, I see what you mean.
Hair bites.
For hair
has ashwagandha.
Nails,
Yes, hair and nails.
Wow.
That's niacin. It's really good and it works. People have used it and they grew their hair back. Let me see what else I got. COVID sleep.
And this is all your brand and your website?
Yes, it's on my brand. It's on drstellamd.com. We sit down and we call our people and go, we need to produce something, because when we get complaints for patients, I'll call them and say, the company that produce, and all they do is produce stuff. They don't sell vitamins. They just produce it for us or for other people. So I call them and said, we need something for sleep. Because a lot of people with what's going on, there's a lot of anxiety. People are having a lot of insomnia. So we did COVID sleep. It has melatonin. Melatonin is a natural occurring sleep aid. And ashwagandha, anti-anxiety. So COVID sleep has melatonin and ashwagandha.
Oh, and I don't know if you can talk, you probably can't talk about melatonin and what else it does. But no, you can't talk about that because now it's in a supplement that you're selling. But Our audience can research melatonin.
So what does it do? Tell me.
Well, I don't want to.
Is it bad or good?
No, it's good.
Oh, okay.
It's good. So, no, I'm saying what it does against. Well, I can say it because it's not my brand.
This is
People. No, melatonin blocks spike protein receptors on your body's cells.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. So in addition to the sleep function, it's also, in fact, melatonin has been recommended for people to you know, just to block the spike protein.
Yeah, this has, it has melatonin, it has ashwagandha, it has quercetin, which is, like I said, more bioavailable, thing of quercetin. The way we had done it is that if you take COVID light in the morning and you take COVID sleep at night, you should be able to have enough quercetin. Got quercetin, you can take twice a day.
Uh-huh.
You should be able to have enough zinc. This one just has 5 milligrams of zinc. And this one has like 5 milligrams of zinc. It'll give you enough zinc for the day.
Uh-huh.
And it will also give you enough quercetin. And then it has melatonin and it has ashwagandha.
Did you know quercetin blocks the damage from organophosphate pesticides?
Mm-hmm.
So I take quercetin every day, but especially if I ever go out to eat at a restaurant, because most restaurants are not organic, right?
Mm.
So I know I'm getting exposed to stuff. So I take extra fruit fiber and I take quercetin.
I just take COVID light.
There you go.
I spoke to one of Dr. French. She was listing the things she takes. And I was like, I'm stressed out just thinking about the name, sitting down and putting all these things together and taking them. I just take COVID light. And I take COVID Light and ViraImmune. I take COVID Light and ViraImmune Plus. It gives me everything.
Yeah.
You know, COVID Light has everything. It has the pomegranate, everything. I just put it together. Now and then I do the cleanse. This one, Covita spray, is ingestible mouth spray. People get this when they travel around and they're like, oh, maybe I was exposed. You're in the plane and somebody's coughing crazy. You can just spray it.
Oh, yeah.
And this has also, it has N-acetylcysteine. It has quercetin, it has leucorice, it has black seed, and it has elderberry, and it's a mouth antiseptic.
Wow.
So I've really been working since.
You have. See, I would love to have something like that to carry with you, because
this is all for you.
No, really?
You don't want it? Well,
I can share it with people.
Let me tell you something.
I mean, I'd love to try
You're a giver, right?
Yes.
People that are give have to learn how to receive.
That's true.
So if I said this is for you, you should say thank you and bless me.
Okay. You're exactly right.
Okay.
No, we just announced
a lot of stuff that you're gonna be giving me too.
I do. I have a bunch of stuff we're gonna be giving you.
Yes.
And we just announced $100,000 of supplements and food that we're giving to two nonprofits in America for hungry Americans, because people are waiting so long on the food lines.
Mm.
So we're working with the Harvest Time Ministries in Florida. Mm-hmm. And there's another group. I don't have their name here, but we're about to do that donation. So
awesome.
We give. I know you give too.
Yes.
We'll exchange some stuff here.
Yes.
Oh, you know, speaking of that, so talking about products, we have colloidal silver mouthwash.
Yeah,
and this is cinnamon flavor. Mm, take that.
I like cinnamon.
It's incredibly delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to spit it out. It's so delicious. But
do I have to spit it out?
You don't have to.
Actually,
you should spit it out.
This Covita spray is ingestible.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, but this is just a mouthwash.
Mm, okay, I'll take it.
But we do a lot of colloidal silver type of products, but not for ingestion, just for topical or nasal or mouthwash, things like that.
Yeah, so that has been our, the whole quest right now is to be prepared.
Yeah.
And I tell people to get food. You know, I went to visit Goya. I spoke to Bob Goya, the one that was canceled.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It was nice. You know, I went to see them make their food and everything. It was great.
Yeah.
So I went there and I talked to him about ordering food for the ministry.
Yes. You
know, because everybody needs to, especially every Christian, needs to have the mindset that you need to stock up food and know that when people come to you, when things get really rough, you can give them food and give them Jesus.
Right.
Yeah, good. So everybody has to be ready to take care of themselves and a few other people, because things are going to get really bad. You know about famine is coming.
Yeah.
Over 100 food processing plants have been blown up in the past year. Ukraine-Russia war has cut up on fertilizer. I don't know whether that's a good or bad thing right now. On fertilizer, on wheat. And most of our farms have been so used to fertilizer that without fertilizer, they can't produce. And that's part of. So they've ruined a lot of farms. Mm-hmm. Even in Africa, they went down Monsanto and everything. They went out to Africa and they brought a lot of fertilizer. So most of the farms right now cannot produce without fertilizer.
Right.
And then now fertilizer is so expensive because of the war going on, the production of wheat and, you know, and a lot of things. So everything right now they are doing, everything that's been done by the globalists is to make sure that they can kill as many people as possible. Famine, wars, pestilences, and the Bible talks about it in Revelation 6. I want everybody to read it. Read the book of Revelation. But Revelation 6 starts out with the first horse of the apocalypse that is released to go and conquer and conquer the world. You know what was given to that, the first horse of the apocalypse? He was given two things. He was given a crown and a bow. Corona means crown. Yes.
Right.
So he was given crown. And look at a bow and arrow. You can look at Apostle John looking at the jab and thinking, well, that looks like a bow, you know, some kind of arrow being put in people.
Oh.
So I believe that he was given the corona and the jab to go out and conquer the world. So by the time you get to the fourth seal, half of the population of the world will die. And many have already died and many are going to die. Death and destruction has been released already. So I tell people, do not be afraid to die. Give your life to Christ so that if you die, you get to go home. Number two, keep your immunity built up. The third thing we're doing right now is a setup is so that we can do acute care and be able to give people refill for their regular medications to stock up in their medicine cabinet. So get hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. Get the, we call it a plandemic prep pack. Plandemic.
Yeah.
Yes. We have a plandemic prep pack that has covidine, potassium iodide. He has something for monkeypox. He has something for Ebola. He has something for COVID and flu and stuff like that. And then he has the cleanses and everything. So we have the pandemic pack. So, you know, you get it on our website, drstellamd.com. And you can keep it in your medicine cabinet, but take the Vitamin Plus daily. So we're trying very hard to get people to be healthy, number one, to be immune strong, and also to be spiritually strong. That's where we are right
now. Yeah, that's critical. But I just want to clarify on your behalf.
Plandemic?
No, that you're offering your products just to help support the natural immune response of the human body.
Yes, natural immunity, yes.
Not to diagnose, treat, or reverse any specific disease or condition.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying that.
Because the regulators go insane.
Yes, it builds your immunity. COVID, all this stuff, they build your immunity. You know what I'm saying?
Right. They're not support your natural immunity.
Support your natural immunity and get your system, like pomegranate, you know, and stuff like that.
Right.
And you know what? I sometimes I like to go on the NIH website and Google stuff. You know, like if you go there and Google pomegranate, they actually did a study on pomegranate helping to stabilize your endothelium of your blood vessels. And most of this stuff that I do is actually on the NIH website. Ashwagandha and sleep and anxiety is on the NIH website. And, you know, so we take this all these studies that people have done to help your immunity and then we help build your immunity. I'm not your doctor. I'm not prescribing anything to you. If you want me to be your doctor, you have to go on drstellamd.com and make
have a doctor-patient
and
relationship.
A telemedicine appointment,
exactly.
Have a doctor-patient relationship, and we can talk. You know, people inbox me on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere, trying to get me to diagnose and prescribe. How much is the dose of ivermectin? How much is this? Somebody has this. What do you say? Can you help me? And I tell them, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't give you
can't
medical advice or prescribe.
Right.
Yeah. So what we're talking about is not building natural immunity. Yes.
Okay.
So right. I'm
well,
a prophetic
see,
worshiper.
That's I've always enjoyed being around you because you know you're just glowing all this positive energy and enthusiasm and knowledge about so many subjects. It's like I don't know, like you and I have such a similar journey.
You know, whenever we meet, we're like brothers from another mother.
I know.
So, Mike, it's so important, right, that people wake up.
Yeah.
It is so, one of the things that really burdens me is there's a dichotomy. The people that are in the church that should know the Bible and know the times that we're in, they are locked up in their churches, in their whitewashed sepulchres, worshiping God and just forgetting about the world.
Yeah.
The people that are on the front line that are seeing what Yuval Harari Noah and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and all these minions are saying are fighting the battle and they don't understand the spiritual aspect of it.
True.
So the church that can actually deal with the spiritual battle does not have information. those that have information that are fighting, the patriots that are fighting out there, don't have the spiritual power.
Uh-huh.
So there's a dichotomy. That is why they need to come together. We have a program coming on 30 days with God in the whole of April. April 1 to April 30th, I have pastors, ministers coming from all over the world.
Oh.
We're going to pray. We're gonna repent,
and
like
you're
in
gonna
Georgia.
Do that at your place in Central Texas?
Yes, right there on Bethel Ranch. You know, they can see it on our website.
Okay,
and
they can go to your website and see it.
Yes, and it's free. People can come and stay on a ranch for free.
So anybody can show up and join the prayer.
Yes, yeah. Any Christian can show up, because you say anybody, and then them things come.
Any Christian, any Christian.
Any Christian, somebody that can show up, and like I said, we can accommodate up to about 100 and something people,
uh-huh.
and it's free for people to come stay. The reason why we want to do, I have pastors coming from Cameroon, from Nigeria, from Belgium, from England, from Canada, and from all over the country.
Oh, yeah.
I really brought heavy duty pastors and ministers that have prayed and raised the dead and wrought miracles.
Wow.
Because we want the Bible says in Joel 2 that the priests and the ministers of they should come to the altar and cry before God. You know what I'm saying? Say, blow a trumpet in Zion. Call a solemn assembly. We believe that if we cry, and then I can also give them information, because most of these pastors have huge fears of influence. There are some of them that are like regional superintendents in full gospel. There are other ones that have like 30 churches and stuff. So if you can give them information, they can bring spiritual power. If you can give them information, then it starts, it kind of reduces the dichotomy that we have right now.
Yep.
Because the church is not doesn't understand the battle. Those that understand the battle don't understand how to fight spiritually.
That's the thing. There are still people out there who think that, things are going to get back to normal.
Better, yes.
Right. Give me a break. Nothing's going back to normal because the satanic influence has been really unleashed over the last few years.
Yes.
You see it. I mean, you see so many more people are infested with a demonic influence or a Luciferian type of agenda to exterminate humanity.
Yes. And you even see what all these drag queen shows and everything they do to our 3-4-year-olds.
Yeah, to infants.
Yes. You know what is?
The baby's wearing diapers and the drag queen performer's wearing diapers.
You know what that is? People think it's just a show.
It's not a show, it's a ritual.
It's actually detained for entry. They want detained for entry. These children get exposed to these things and it opens portals and they get the demonic possession. By the time they're 8, 9, they can be possessed. Yeah, no, by the time they're 8, 9, they are transgender and they want to cut off their whatever and they want to go, you know, something, because these demons were introduced into them when they did those shows.
It's truly
so
demonic,
it is a possession experience, and it's a possession exercise. And I want people to realize that whether it's drag queens in our schools trying to like corrupt our children, or it's abortion clinics trying to rip babies out at 9 months, or it's elections being stolen, or J6 prisoners staying there for no reason, or elections being stolen all over the world, or it's corona, or all this stuff is the same battle.
Yeah.
The battle is to stress humanity. The battle is to reduce the population. And those that are not reduced, they want them corrupted.
That's
you know what I'm saying? That is the battle. But But there's good news, because if you read the book of Revelation, the Bible says that they will not repent from their pharmakia. Pharmakia is a root word of pharmacy. They're not going to repent from their murders. They're not going to stop trying to kill us. That is why the Lord Jesus is going to come and stop it. So at the end of the day, there will be a great reset. That great reset is not going to be done by Klaus Schwab and his minions.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be done by God.
Uh-huh.
So if you read the Bible towards the end, by the time you get to Revelation 18, Babylon is judged. 17, 18, Babylon is judged. By the time you get to Revelation 19, the system is judged, and the Antichrist, Revelation 19, Antichrist is thrown into, the false prophet and the beast, they are thrown into the lake of fire. And the devil is bound for 1,000 years.
Right.
And then he tries to come out again and cause confusion, and he's thrown into the lake of fire. And then God remodels the earth. There's a new earth and a new heaven. And it's like going back to the Garden of Eden. Now we get to live happily ever after. You go back to see the tree of life that was seen in the Garden of Eden. You see it back in Revelation 20:21. The tree of life produces leaves. The nations are healed. Everybody worships God. Those demons that make people live in sin, those demons that make people act crazy, they are all thrown in the lake of fire. So that is why I tell people, give your life to Christ. If I'm talking to you and well, I'm a Muslim or I'm a Hindu or I'm an atheist, just remember that when things get crazy, just call on the name of Jesus.
Mm.
If you're like, I can't remember what Dr. Stella said, just call the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. At some There's point, great power in that.
Yes, you call on verbally. The name of Jesus. The Bible says if you call on the name of Jesus, you will be saved. So if he gets crazy, just start screaming, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus will answer you. And there's going to come a time when the Lord will come into earth and take out the Christians in the rapture.
Uh-huh.
When that happens, there's going to be terror upon the earth. When that happens, there's going to be so much terror on the earth. Imagine.
Sure.
People are going to lose their children. Planes are going to fall out of the sky because can you imagine that the pilot flying the plane is a Christian? What happens?
Yeah.
He goes off and the plane crashes.
Well, some planes are falling out of the sky right now because of the jabs, unfortunately. The jab,
yes.
Yeah.
And then you can see, can you imagine a 20-ton vehicle just driving down the street and the driver takes off? Yeah. You know something? It's going to jam. And people's children are going to take off and they're going to be standing crying. Where's my child? Where's my husband? So it's going to be terror like that, never before. When that happens, please remember, if there's nothing else you take from me, call on the name of Jesus and you'll be saved.
Yeah, really, really important point.
Yes. So
it is a spiritual war at every level. And that's what a lot of people fail to realize. They think it's a political war. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're going to win the next election or something like that. Or, the dollar will be okay. The currency will be okay.
Yes.
They'll come rescue it or whatever. And the answer is no, those are only symptoms of a much deeper spiritual war, which is infestation,
With demons.
Spiritual occupation.
Yes, from 2016 when they opened CERN, all kinds of demons have been released.
That's
the
a really good
you heard
point.
About, CERN is built on the temple of Apollo. This stuff is so deep. Built on the temple of Apollo, right?
And don't they have the goddess of death out front, the statue?
Yeah, the statue of Shiva, the goddess of
Shiva.
Destruction. And they are busy churning this collider to open spiritual portals so that demons can be released. And, it's wild.
Yeah. But, also abortion.
Yes.
Causing the suffering of a living child also gives energy
to the demons.
Demons.
Abortion is sacrificed to Molech.
Exactly.
Exactly. The Bible says people they didn't talk about abortion. Yes, they talked about sacrificing our children to Molech, and we're doing it. Between sacrificing our children to Molech and between exalting Baal and building statues of Baal and Ashtoreth all over the world, between the two of them, the demons are having a field day. But here is what I'll tell people: the Bible says that when we see all this famine, pestilences, and sickness, and death and destruction happen, we should lift up our head and rejoice because our redemption draws nigh. The devil has come with great wrath because he has a short time. So he's throwing his best at humanity.
Uh-huh.
Not because he thinks he can survive or can win this battle. He's throwing his best so that he can take as many people as he can with him to hell. But here's the issue. The Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Most Christians stop there. The next scripture is, if we love not our lives unto death. When you stop being so scared to die, they can't kill you. Because, when I went, remember that day in 2020 at the Supreme Court? When I left, I went and told my family, I called them. I said, I'm going to D.C. and I'm going to speak up and I might not make it back. If I die, so be it. I'm just not going to sit around and let people die. And my family was like, don't say that. I said, calm down. Sometimes people have to stand up. So that day when I walked onto the podium, I was willing to die. I was just walking. I said, Lord, take control of my voice. Take control of me. I belong to you and let your will be done.
Yeah.
So because I had no fear, I went royally off. Because I had no fear, God could use my voice to break the fear that had gripped the whole world. Because when I spoke that day, it was like a watershed moment, like poof.
And this is why God used it. People, and I know our audience understands this, but the Luciferians control big tech and the censorship because the voices of God, the voices of truth, like you were just talking about, being inspired, divinely inspired by God speaking with you, that has to be silenced by the Luciferians.
Of course.
And that's why they ban all of us.
Oh, yeah, they came after me like crazy.
Oh, yeah, they're always going to come after people like you or I or others in this space. That's why I had to build Brighteon.
And that's amazing. Yes, I know.
I mean, they won't let me post a video on YouTube at all.
Do you know they wouldn't even let us share Brighteon on Facebook?
I know that. Mm-hmm. Not even on Twitter at the moment. Yeah, you have to. There's a way you can change Brighteon.com to freespeechvideos.com and you can share everything that way. But they're trying to silence you because they are the Luciferians. Mm-hmm. And people watching this realize, this is why we're censored, because we speak the truth.
We speak the truth,
Yeah.
They couldn't. That, like I said, that day kind of broke something and people woke up from everywhere, I think since that day, people like you and people like Alex Jones that have been speaking for years,
yeah,
they became, it was like all of a sudden we're mainstream, right?
Yeah,
before
true.
Then, people thought that we're conspiracy theories, but right now we're mainstream. People are like, oh my God, did you hear this? Can you? People are sharing little clips, recording it and sharing it.
Absolutely.
And they, no matter how they tried, but something busted in the spirit.
Yep.
It was just God's mercy upon humanity. And no, that you're was exactly so much right. mercy, yes.
Before sure COVID, the percentage of the population that was maybe skeptical about vaccines was 1%.
Yes.
Now it's maybe 60%.
Yes. Even me, as a pediatrician that gave lots of vaccines, right now I'm actually an anti-vaxxer, and I'm not going to give a vaccine to any child or any person till I can, until further notice. When I say until further notice, is until maybe they start doing something that I can see and trust.
Yeah.
Right now, right. I tell people, you know, if people that have taken the jab and they are kind of scared and worried, you know, you just need to repent. The Bible says in Titus 3 verse 5, that salvation is by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. So if you repent and pray, God can recreate your DNA.
Yeah.
People are like, why do I have to repent? Of course you have to repent because you didn't hear the Holy Spirit to not take the jab. Yeah. You were scared. You didn't trust God to feed you. You didn't trust God to heal you. You listened to the narrative and you didn't hear the Spirit and you weren't connected that well. So it's something for you to repent about. There are many times that we've repented from sillier things, you know. So you repent and say, God, I am so sorry I wrote a consent. But like, they forced me. They didn't force anybody. Everybody consented.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Bible right. says they will cause people to take the mark in Revelation 13. When it comes to the CBDC, they're not going to force you, but they will cause you. They will stress you out. They will oppress you and they will put you against the wall and you will right. not have any choice.
They will make you will make choose you.
Yes.
where they're going to make to it as inconvenient or, as yes, possible to yes. reject mm-hmm. them.
Yes.
But so you still have a choice.
You still have a choice. So people, yeah. everybody that took the jab had to sign for it. So you gave your consent.
Really? They had to sign it?
Oh, yes. You have to consent for it.
Really?
Yes. They didn't
like,
give...
Like, you have to sign a piece
people
of paper?
People have to physically sign a paper. Or even for children. Nobody crazy. Took the vaccine without signing for
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. No, no.
I had no idea.
So people had to sign for it. So you consented.
Wow.
Even though they did, usually with vaccines, they will give us all these long side effects.
Right.
The jab, this COVID jab, we call it jab because I don't think it's a vaccine. It had the paper, the insert was totally blank.
Yeah, I,
so
there I
was
did
no
see
side
that.
Effects, yes. But people had to sign for it.
So Satan is laughing like crazy.
Yes, because so people consented for it. That is why you need to repent. When you repent, Colossians 2 verse 14 to 16 says, you can blot out the handwriting of ordinance. So when you repent, you took the blood of Jesus to blot out your signature in the spirit.
Huh.
So you take back, when you repent, you take your consent back from the devil and say, Lord, I am sorry and I give you my consent. So when you do that, you come back to a place where you can now ask this blood of Jesus to
call back
you.
That contract.
Yes.
You say, I no longer consent.
I no other consent. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
That is why they want us to consent. All these videos that show all these things about cloning and everything,
yeah.
when we watch it and we don't say anything, we consent.
I say, just by remaining silent.
Yes.
Well, you and I don't remain silent,
no,
that's for sure.
Up. You know, we have to tell them, yes. So that is why people have to wake up. Like I said, be prepared, be ready. We're in the calm before the storm. The CBDC is coming. It's going to, now they know how people are going to respond.
Yep.
Now they have to retreat, right? They have to retreat and put together laws that are going to cage everyone. Like in California right now, they wanted to put a law that a doctor cannot say anything against the narrative.
Yeah.
And of course,
what is that?
Yeah, because they want to, if they tried it and it worked, but when they did that, they went to court. And
right.
They stopped it.
Immediate
so if they tried it and it worked, then they can push it to other states.
Of
you know?
Course.
So that way they can silence us and stop us from taking care of people.
Right.
You know? So it's been a concerted effort coming from all directions. And like I said, if you're listening to me, I would say number one, get food, get water,
yep.
get your medicine, get a charcoal grill, get a satellite phone if you can. Get like I tell people, a charcoal grill can give you heat. A charcoal grill you can use to cook.
Yeah.
You can put twigs in it and cook. I tell people, get out of the cities if you can. Create communities. You know, to
that's the same thing people, that we
yes,
say. Yeah.
10 people get together and create a community. Learn to grow your own food.
Yep.
You can practically grow food on your window. Like close to your window, you can grow food. Like, you know, with hydroponics and aquaponics, you can actually grow food close to your window. There's no space. You don't need that big of a space to grow food, you know, but learn how to grow your own food, you know, learn how to fend for yourself.
Yes.
And think about it.
Survive outside the system, outside because the system is becoming a mark of the beast system.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And get your money out of the system in gold and commodities. Yeah. Very soon, the Bible says the third seal is famine. They say they said a measure of wheat for a day's wages. I know you are giving me a measure of wheat for a day's wages. So imagine getting to a time when...
See, I have a stack of silver right here.
Awesome.
On the set.
Imagine a time when you cannot buy rice. After a while, rice will be more expensive than anything else.
Yeah, but you'll be able to probably use silver to get rice or medicine or anything you need.
And you can trade by barter.
Exactly.
Yes. You know, I called you I had to go get silver. You were the one that introduced me to the person to get some silver.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're connected with all the hard money people.
Yeah, so get your money out of the system. Because when the system crashes, your money is going to be taken away and they're going to ask you to get CBDC. So,
or make you get a vaccine in order to access. Mm-hmm. No, here's how I think it's going to go down, Dr. Stella. Mm-hmm. They're going to collapse the currency. Mm-hmm. They're going to have the bank bail-ins. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to say, oh, the Russians did it. But the U.S. government will save you. Yes. All your money is safe. All you have to do is sign up for this CBDC.
Yes, and it's going to be your vaccine.
And then, so your money will be there, but then they'll have requirements.
Requirements for you to get your money.
Oh, you have to be a responsible member of society,
yes.
So you have to be vaccinated. Oh, and did you say something against the trans diaper performers? And genital mutilation of children. Well, now you're not going to be able to access your money, Dr. Stella.
Or there's a pandemic and you can't go 1 mile out of your place.
Exactly.
If you go 1 mile out of your house, you can't, your money doesn't work.
No, your money will be turned off outside your 15 minute city.
Yes.
Exactly.
So that is why we have to learn to survive. I tell people, if you read in the Bible, it's going to be a 3.5 year of stress. So make sure that you have enough food to survive for 3.5 years.
3.5 years.
Yes, I learned to fast.
That's a serious amount.
Mm-hmm. I learned to fast.
Okay. Yes, I learned to fast.
Yes.
I think that's great advice about being prepared to survive off-grid.
Yes.
In every way.
Yes. You know, solar, lamps.
Emergency medicine. Emergency food, backup money.
Right now, we're actually, hopefully in the next 2 weeks, we're going to launch it, where people can go on our website and get an emergency refill of the medicines that they are on.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to be able to give them for several months, maybe a year. Okay.
Hey, what about antibiotics, like prescription antibiotics for emergency use?
We're putting together something called the 5 antibiotics you need in an emergency.
Oh, yeah.
You need amoxicillin or Augmentin for upper respiratory infections. You need Zipac, Zithromax, or doxycycline for the chest infections.
Yeah.
You need Flagyl for GI infections.
Uh-huh.
You need Bactrim for both skin and urinary tract infections. And then, of course, you need an eye drop and, you know, an ear drop. So we're putting that together, too. Five antibiotics you need in an emergency.
Okay, we'd love to help you promote that.
Yes,
because I'm a strong believer in emergency antibiotics, have those off-grid. Mm-hmm. But then also know how to grow your own natural antibiotics in plants and things.
Yes.
But sometimes you need the high potency.
Yes, you need the high potency stuff.
Yeah, so sometimes.
And I tell people also, there are many things you can get over the counter. You can get Bactrim. Bactroban. You can get these antibiotics over the counter for skin.
Yeah.
Make sure you have alcohol and you have
hydrogen peroxide
and Band-Aids and, you know,
povidone iodine
and something, slings and you know,
and chlorine dioxide. Look,
chlorine dioxide.
I did this video yesterday. We are making chlorine dioxide.
Awesome.
Here, in fact, when I open it up, I mean, don't put your nose right over it, but there's a little bit of a slight chlorine smell. You see? It's strong, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But this, you know what this does? Mm-hmm. If you wash your vegetables in this, it destroys the dioxins on the vegetables and some pesticides as well.
Mm-hmm.
It breaks down a lot of those organic molecules that are toxins.
That are toxins.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, in emergency medicine, let's say you're in a collapse scenario and your local clinic, somebody's got to have emergency surgery from, you know, the violence in the streets, right? And you can use this topically as a surgical prep.
Surgical prep, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's got 1,000 uses like that.
I think what I'm trying to put together, I have a clinic in Katy and I have a clinic in Brookshire.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is probably, I want to set up one of those clinics like an emergency thing.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So I can basically, Like in, I have a house in my house in Katy, I can basically treat anybody there. I can stitch you. I can do all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know. So I have.
No, I think that's necessary.
So when you build your community, please, you need somebody for security, and you need a doctor or an NP that can take care of medicine stuff, can stitch if you fall, take care of cracks, and can, you know, if you get a sprain or something, you can take.
I want you as the doctor in my community. That's for sure.
See, I work. I'm a trained pediatrician, but I worked in emergency room for years and years and years. So I like doing all the, you know, setting fractures and pulling up stuff and resetting.
Do you? I didn't know that.
No, I mean, like, you know, if somebody, you know, when you get like a, you know, dislocation and everything, you put it back in. And
you do that?
Yes.
I
worked in emergency room for years.
Oh, wow.
So I'm pretty much comfortable doing a lot of stuff.
That is, you know, cool. I didn't know that.
You know, stitching, cutting, and draining boils and stuff like that. So
wow. Mm-hmm. So the well, you have an amazing skill set. Okay.
It's interesting. It's just like, I think that God really created, put me together and put me at a position to do this. You know,
I think so.
I had a pediatric clinic in Louisiana in 2016. The doctor that was working for me took my clinic down the street and just took all my patients.
Yeah.
So I couldn't survive. So I went back to the ER because I had not worked ER for years. So I went back to the ER and I started working ER. And it is in that time that I got the experience to open the clinic. You know,
oh, wow. Here, so again,
that, yeah. So everything
the
in my life
was important.
Yes. And I was in Louisiana. God said, move to Texas. Uh-huh. If I was in Louisiana, they would have probably taken my license by now.
Uh-huh.
But God brought me to Texas because Texas is going to be the place of refuge.
I agree.
I tell people that are all over the country, move to Texas or Florida. But
wow.
Texas is really going to be a place of refuge when everything goes down.
Well, I think you're right. That's why I'm so happy to have you here in Texas.
I'm an hour and a half away.
Yeah, it's not that far. Mm-hmm. So, and by the way, you are absolutely welcome back here in the studio at any time.
Yeah.
So
do you think I can buy a property around here, or Elon Musk has made it too
expensive? Elon's buying up everything around here. Yeah.
Oh,
even where we are right now, mm-hmm. like the value of this property has gone sky
crazy,
high because of Elon.
I wish we had bought the property like before Elon showed up, right? It's not just him. I hear other people from California are moving to Austin.
It's all thousands of his employees.
I know. This is wild.
And the Boring Company and everything. But mm-hmm. yeah, it's this whole area is getting very expensive.
It's very expensive.
Yeah, that's for sure. But in any case, you're welcome here at any time.
All right.
And I really thank you for taking the time to be here with us today.
It was an honor. And
the honor is all mine.
The studio is amazing. And
well, thank you.
You guys, you know, all Brighton people, you need to come down here and sit around and see what we're doing here. You know, come
we put this natural background on for you today, by the way. See, you like it kind of like an oceanside.
Yes.
Rocks and waves and greens. Some palm trees and things like that. It's really nice.
That's really awesome.
Uh-huh.
It's a good studio.
Yeah, it finally came together. Yeah, see, there's like the whole shot of the studio right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have moving cameras or anything fancy like that. No no drone shots, but it's...
But my phone didn't work in here. So.
Yeah, your phone didn't work. I understand
that. My phone
didn't
work, so I probably needed a satellite phone, right, or something.
It's a bit of a Faraday shield situation here. So the phones don't always work. But in any case, folks, the website is drstellamd.com. drstellamd.com. And the product line is called Covey whatever.
Yeah, we have Plandemic Prep Pack.
Okay.
We have the Plandemic Pack and everything. If you just go on our website,
there's
Vax Detox, there are all kinds of stuff. And of course, you can make a telehealth appointment and get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. And I think if they use, we should give them a promo code. Mike.
How about Ranger?
Ranger.
Yeah.
Okay, use promo code Ranger and you can get a discount on our website.
Cool. Set that up.
Yes, promo code Ranger,
We always give out Ranger for everything.
All right.
So it's the same code for everything. But yeah. Mm-hmm. How much does a telemedicine cost?
It depends. If you're, it's $150
uh-huh.
and for the consult, and then if you're getting like hydroxychloroquine, I think for a 1 year supply of hydroxychloroquine is about $100.
That's right.
I think, and with ivermectin, the tablets are expensive, but
they
if you get it compounded, like the tablets, you know, to get like the tablets is like $5. So because we had to talk to our pharmacists and tell them to give us the lowest possible amount that they can give it. So they come at about close to about $5-6 a tablet.
Yeah,
and
that's crazy.
And for you to get 12 milligrams, those are 3 milligrams tablet, you need 4 tablets. But if you do the compounding,
yeah,
the compounding gets way cheaper. I think like $12 for a whole dose instead of 30 something dollars.
Or,
so that's what
on
we
my
do.
Ranch, I have a pipette and I use the agricultural ivermectin.
I'm sorry, I'm not getting to that.
No, you won't do that.
So
but,
if you're,
but this is what I do. It costs pennies.
I know.
It's crazy.
So compounding, we have compounding pharmacies that we work with, and they will have those that take the tablet. So when it comes, so we try to give people like a 1 year supply.
Yeah.
So, you know, by the time they do, so for like $250, you're going to get you get both the consultation and a 1 year supply of hydroxychloroquine, and they will give you refills.
Okay.
And then for, depending on your weight, you know, we give them 50 tablets of hydroxychloroquine that you last a year. And then for ivermectin, we give them, because it's more expensive, we give them 3 months supply and then give them like 3 refills so that they have like 1 year. Yes.
Okay.
So that they can go back.
So
and
people
get
can, medicine. In essence, get a supply of these, you know, critical prescriptions.
Medicines. Yes. And they can always go back and get refills and stuff like that.
Okay.
So we're trying. And like I said, we're going to start our acute care where we're going to take care of other things apart from COVID. We have doctors that are going to be doing that. And then we're going to do a prescription, your regular med refill. So if you're on diabetic medication, high blood pressure medication, or any of these medications, you can actually go on our website and then get the refill to keep in your medicine cabinet.
Oh, wow.
Your advice to continue seeing your doctor, or just get these medicines, keep in your medicine cabinet in case something happens, and then you can get a prescription without taking the jab.
Well, tell your staff to get ready because, you know, we reach a lot of people.
Yes. So because that has been, we've been working on building that for the past almost like 6 months to build the prescription refill so that, and the acute care. So we have doctors that we're working with right now, but they have to, we have doctors that are licensed in like all 50 states, but they have to go through all the legal rigmarole to make sure that everything is good so that they don't come after us.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
you have to
have
it all documented.
And of course, build the website and, you know, do the the development and, you know, and all the APIs and everything. So we're working on that and we're going to and then I'm working with pharmacists too. I'm talking to pharmacists that have license to prescribe in multiple states to give us their best cost for generic medications.
Right.
So for example, there should be some medications that for $100 you can get your medicine for 1 year.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, doctors should be able to give you medicine for 1 year, but they don't. Sometimes they need you to come and follow up, but most times it's just because they want you to come and follow up. I'm giving you a doctor's secret.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, more doctor secrets from Dr. Stella, MD. Thank you, Dr. Stella.
I am honored.
I should technically call it Dr. Emmanuel, but
I know.
I always like to use your first name.
Oh, call me whatever you want to call me. Like, you know, it's good. I'm good with it.
It's great to have you in studio. So thank you for taking the time with us today.
I will definitely be back.
Yeah, please come back. All and we'd like to work with you on the antibiotics thing that you have, because I know a lot of our audience are preppers and they need an option for getting prescription antibiotics kind of, you know, stockpiled.
Yes.
In case of emergencies and the supply chain breaking down, which it did during COVID. So you know that's going to happen.
Yeah. So we're working on that because, we'll keep in touch.
All right. We'll keep in touch. All right. Well, that's the interview, folks. Dr. Stella Emmanuel, and her website is drstellamd.com. We'll put it on screen for you.
God bless you, America. Yep. Be strong. All will be well as long as we're ready and prepared.
And you're dressed in African garb. I'm dressed in Texas garb.
I know, right?
Today. See that? Mm. See, we both have the outfits all figured out.
I'm still a Texan, though.
I know. See, you're both.
I know.
That's awesome. Well, next time you come back, I know you're going to have something different because every time I've met you, you wear something different.
Yes. My people back home, they sent me like hundreds of these attires. I have like 150 of them.
Okay. So next time, I can't wait to see what you're going to wear.
Don't worry. One of these is I'll get you an African outfit. What do you think?
You're going to get me an African outfit?
Yeah, an African shirt.
Oh, man. Can you imagine the outcry online?
What?
No, they're going to call it cultural appropriation.
Yes, they're going to call you racist.
No.
They're going to call you that you appropriated African
culture. Yes, that's what they're going to say. See,
Africans don't do that.
No, that's white people in America will accuse me of that. That's who would do that. Not the Africans, but the white people will accuse me of that.
All right, that would be great. Let's do it. Let's do it just to get them upset. You know,
if we do it, I have to have a sign that says, "With permission of Dr. Stella." Can we do that?
Yes, it'll be okay. Let's do it.
All right, side by side, both African garb.
I'll bring you one. I'll be like, Mike, you have to wear this. If you don't wear this, I'll be offended.
You got to dress me up like Eddie Murphy in Coming to America.
Oh, no.
What was that?
That is cultural appropriation.
That's cultural appropriation.
Yes, that is so exactly. Wrong. You know, we don't act like that in Africa.
No, I know.
Especially the woman that was like,
right.
He was, no.
No, I'm saying, but, okay.
That is cultural appropriation. Nobody said anything. See, I think if they play that movie now, people will be offended. You think?
Almost every movie from the 80s would be banned people, today. Yes, every yes. movie.
But we thank God, you know. God is going to, that's going to be so funny.
Okay. Anyway. Well, we're going to have fun no matter what you're wearing, no matter what I'm wearing. We're going to have fun next time you come back.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me in studio.
God bless you.
God bless. Take care. Mm-hmm. Thank you, folks. God bless you all.
Lord, you're so good. Lord, you are kind. Lord, you are wonderful. My God, you are excellent.
A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.